Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jodeci Maldonado, and you are on the Night Owls Late Night Podcast. And this episode is a little bit different from all the other episodes we've had so far. This is not an essay, even though it is in the collection that I have been talking about. My collection is a hybrid, and what that means is sometimes you mix genres between, in this case, nonfiction, creative nonfiction, and poetry. So here, I'm going to give you the poet a dump of the, buffet of poems from the collection, and there'll be more buffet moments like this later on in the collection, but for now this is the first one. So this one is called A Wandering Pilgrim's Plea. Standing at the crossroads, in this section, sin for existing in the space between, neither here nor there, and yet everywhere between, I decimate. As above, so below, as within, so without. As free in my emptiness of binary as the cerulean sky reflecting the sea, I hold everything and nothing, like the Zen monk saith of the circle, by God never let the liminal leave me, and to whatever decree or creed shall I fall to thy word on bended knee. So folks, just let me get to the next one and then we'll keep it moving. This one is Needlework of Fate. The world has pushed me to balance on a needlepoint as it spins on its axis. Even success, with its bloodied feet, bears no reward. This is the space my gender has shorn for me and all the world. Tipping right will block the binary trans fight. Tipping left will upset the cis majority others like me can attest. Falling back will mean retreating, forgetting all that non-binary has given me. Falling forward will be a gamble, to fall into hands or pavement with fewer teeth. So here I am, pierced with bloody feet, falling, falling, with one fate to meet, a slim chance at heavenly, and all of me at the mercy of gravity. This one is the gesture of gesticulation, which, little side note, for those of you who don't know what gesticulation is, it's hand gestures that you do while you talk. So I'm Hispanic, so if you've ever seen a Hispanic talk with their hands, that's exactly what gesticulation is. And this, it's going to mention Jews just because this came from a book, an old book, of gender and sexuality research, and it was comparing Jew men's feminism and the stereotypes around it, and how people used to think that the male Jew was very feminine, and that had a link to being LGBTQIA, which we now know is false, obviously. It doesn't necessarily mean that. But I was just poking fun at this old research and saying, well, if the Jew, male Jews like that because they talk with their hands, then all Hispanics must be like that, right? Because I'm living proof, right? Just kidding. So here it is. Jew equals woman, because hands do as lips do and speak volumes. Hands are the tangibility of the Hispanic word, not just the Jewish. Are we too then to be compared with homosexuality? Are we Latina or Latinx women inverted and trying to seduce the good Christian with a flick of our wrists? Are we anointing them with perfume so that when the good Christian cometh and we see, and we the seductresses, we are, caress his cheek and with a whiff win him to our side? Surely you jest. Never you mind me. I simply digress. This one is Two-Spirit Travel, and this is the last one for this section. So, even though I'm not Two-Spirit, because as I just said, I'm Hispanic, but I also read another book about a lesbian Ojibwe elder, and I wrote a poem about her, or I should say them, because they're two-spirit. And here we go. Two-spirit travel. Moving in bloomers, something that the adults want to nip in the bud, while bending over broken motor. Tanning hide and sewing beads alike in the Chakabi house, moccasins and snowshoes are siblings no matter the season. Piercing the yielding middle cans and gender barriers with my cedar bow and arrow, such is my Ojibwa way. Even if the Ojibwa doesn't always agree with what they say, I'm sure it's the same across the way. No matter the direction, there are plenty of races whose members feel the same. All right, folks. That's it for the poetry hybrid essay collection Kaleidoscope Writes dump number one. So thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging tough. You're wonderful. Stay lovely.